I'm Jan Harrison, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Rooted and Radiant podcast. I'm excited for all of us to have the opportunity to cultivate our faith and encourage each other to grow deep and strong roots in the Word of God and enable us to flourish in our daily lives. I'm really going to begin with where I think my life actually began. At age 27, I started to become aware of an unsettling, literal longing inside of me. And the scariest thing about that was I had everything I wanted. I was married to my high school sweetheart. I had one beautiful little girl and a second baby on the way. We lived in our first home and even had a picket fence. Picture perfect was not the pathway to soul satisfaction. I went to church my entire life. I knew Bible stories, and I believed them. I was aware, though, that there was a disconnect between what I knew in my head and what I felt deep within my heart. You see, the Bible says that God has set eternity in the heart of every man. And I was filling that space with my dreams, with my ideas of fullness, and they were all good things, and yet they were not fulfilling. I wasn't at peace, and I think the thing that was the biggest cue for me was I had no assurance in my life that I would ever be able to measure up. I had this awareness I would always fall short, no matter how hard I tried. Maybe somebody listening right now can already say, I recognize that pressure that I will never be enough. You know, the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I was right. I would never, ever be enough. I can articulate that now, almost 40 years later. But at the time, all I knew was I was restless and unsettled, with nothing to pin it on. I was invited to go to a Bible study. It was a large group, and I was quite comfortable with going and attending church activities. After all, it even had a free nursery for the baby, and that was a bonus. Within a few short weeks, I became acutely aware that knowing about God was not the same as knowing God personally. He opened my understanding that I might comprehend the scriptures. Luke 24:45. It is a miraculous, supernatural thing that happens when God's word strikes your heart and you hear it for what feels like the very first time. I had never been born again, and I realized that. John 3:6-7 says, flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised, Jesus said, at my saying, you must be born again. Religion was not a replacement for my relationship with Jesus, who had died on the cross for me. I took care of it that very day. I confessed that I was a sinner. I repented of trying to live life my own way and feel that eternal place with my own dreams and my own desires. I invited Jesus to save me and to be the Lord of my life. I had no clue what all of that really meant, but I knew that I was immediately set free from trying to measure up. For a while after that, I kept thinking, why didn't somebody tell me? I was so close, and yet still so far. And I think that God has used that question for over 40 years to remind me, with every opportunity I give you, Jan, tell them, you must be born again. So the journey began. At 27 years old, my life completely changed. I'm not talking about the radical kind of change that we often hear about that is every bit as valuable and every bit as true of someone who's been living a wild and crazy existence. I'm talking about a young mother and a young wife with the peace and the assurance and a measure of clarity that God began to just reorient my perspective, my outlook, and my priorities. Let me tell you what being born again is not. Being a Jesus follower is not problem prevention. It is not freedom from failure. And it is certainly not a behavior modification program. But this is what I learned it is. It is pursuing the most loving and loyal relationship you have ever been invited to be a part of. It is an opportunity to learn from the most kind, patient, caring, interested, wise person that you will ever know. It is the assurance that you are being loved, chosen, accepted, forgiven, guarded, protected, and cherished every day of your life. Like all journeys, my spiritual journey over 40 years has been filled with stretches of joy and delight, but full of detours, ditches, deep disappointments, and death. I have not walked one step of that journey alone. I have not cried one tear that has not been caught and stored. God has delivered me every single time. So here we are now. Rooted and Radiant is planted in the reality of living life in Christ. The faith journey is neither casual nor convenient. It is a personal call to cultivate an unwavering commitment to the life Jesus Christ died to give us. Jesus said in John 15:5, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit." So our purpose is to remain attached to him and to allow his life to fill us with that vigorous spiritual growth that will allow us to bring forth much fruit. You know, I thought about that. Grapes grow in clusters. We need to do that together with one another. Every conversation and story shared is an opportunity that we have to encourage, strengthen, build up, and nourish one another's faith. Rooted in the Word of God, Jesus Himself will always be our standard, will always use His Word as our plumb line and our compass to point us to the very heart of the Father. Rooted and Radiant desires conversations with real people about real life. Brokenness reveals authentic beauty, and our stories of struggle and triumph will be the sap that pulses through the vine of all of our lives to bring forth a harvest of godliness. Thank you for joining me on Rooted and Radiant. Now let's all go cultivate our spiritual lives to become rooted in the Word of God and radiate His joy.